Brian.
Hey, Chris.
You know who's never gonna die?
Donald Trump?
No, he's legit gonna die. I mean, I'm not threatening him or anything, but
don't threaten him.
Right.
It's illegal.
Right. He's gonna kick me out of here.
Punch him in the face.
Right. But no, here's who's never gonna die. The Hawk will never die.
The Chicago Blackhawks?
No, the St. Joe's Hawk.
Oh, you mean the Atlanta Hawks.
The St. Joe's Hawk?
Oh, the team that we saw at the A-10 tournament.
Yeah, they never died.
Oh, the team that beat GW, the team that beat Dayton, the team that beat VCU to win the A-10 tournament trophy?
Yeah, that team. The one that went through like the improbable gauntlet of top five A-10 teams. Yeah, they beat some really good squads.
So they may be built for tough going into the right time.
Oh, hard. They're on the upswing. I mean, they ended the season with a loss to St. Bonaventure and Duquesne, but they didn't pick themselves up with a GW Dayton and VCU win.
And who do they play in the tournament?
They play Cincinnati.
And what do we think of Cincinnati? That's a winnable game.
Right. They're an AAC team. They got a lot of love from the selection committee. I don't know why. They're like okay, I guess. But let's look at St. Joe's and what they did this year. They played Florida early on. They lost. They beat ODU. They lost to Villanova. You know, they beat some pretty good teams. Princeton, Temple was a big game. That was a big win.
Virginia Tech.
They beat Tech. And then they pretty much...
they beat Dayton in the regular season. They competed well in the A-10.
They beat some of the best teams in the A-10.
Right. So
in fact, all of them.
For the most part, they built their schedule actually pretty well, playing some hard competition, two top 25 teams and a couple ACC teams to start. And I thought they really worked on their resume this year.
But let's not forget that they have a legit NBA draft product on that team.
Maybe two.
DeAndre Bembry, who won the A-10 Player of the Year.
And can pretty much do it all, whether that's score, assist, rebound. He's just was always one of the more athletic guys on the court.
He looks insane on the court. Like, he looks clearly like the best player in the court. Like, he can literally fly. Do you remember that one time he tried to dunk from... he was like 15 feet away.
Why not try to do that all the time? You're going to draw the foul more than you're not, but right. It's got to get tiring to just try to hammer dunk everything. But also Isaiah Miles, another player that I believe can go to the league. He can do it all. He can hit the baseline jumper. He shoots the three well. He has a shot fake, get to the bucket move.
He's 6'7".
He's got a couple post moves.
And that's why he won the tournament MVP. Yeah. I voted for him in the all tournament team.
He was the most fun player to watch. You just didn't know what... I mean, he just always had range in whatever he was doing, and it was hard to guard him.
And I feel like the tournament tends to favor schools when they have dominant players.
Right, so, you want to market them.
Right, and so they have two. And so who knows how deep this team can run. But, so their first round matchup against Cincinnati, that's a winnable game. Next round, they would play the winner of Oregon versus Holy Cross. Man, all the A-10 schools, they have to play either a 2 or a 1 seed in the next round.
Oh, Oregon?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. So which one of the...
who knows?
I mean, I actually think St. Joe can win that game. You know, they got the talent. They got the size.
So does Oregon.
I know. But if any of the teams are going to move on and advance to the third round, I think St. Joe's that team. I think they showed something in that tournament. You know, a lot of times it's just about playing hot at the right time. I think they're buying into their coach.
A little bit of me fell in love with that squad. Then right. In St. Bonaventure, I kind of started liking towards the end of the year. They just had some great guard play. The fans showed up. They had great crowd support again there at Barclays Center. So there was everything to like about that school, and they did it with class. Their players were great. They played
a double technical.
Oh, yeah. That
and
was
like
zippy class.
Cursed of the ref and got kicked out and almost
it got
left.
Pretty chippy. But they were up like 30 against VCU. Like right. That just shows that they're going into the tournament hot.
You
like
can't do that kind of stuff here on the national stage. Right. You need all your players. And I don't, is he, well, I have no idea how the rules work, but he could potentially be suspended. But I don't know.
Zippy.
He's
zippy.
Not, no?
Zippy.
Well, I do know in high school ball, if you get two techs and you get ejected, you're missing time.
Right. Well, that's high school ball.
Okay. Well, sorry.
I don't know. I mean, if you watch them turn out to get
but you never know. I think St. Joe's is the best team in the A-10. I think they proved that down the stretch. I mean, they only finished one game back from the three-way tie as is. beat a bunch of the teams at the top.
And somehow St. Bonnie didn't make it. They finished above them.
Right.
Wow.
Tough. So we won't be providing you a St. Bonaventure special because they didn't make it.
Right. And they were snubbed. It was a legit snubbing, but we'll talk about that a little later.
And maybe another podcast.
And why it's maybe not that big of a snub.
Right. But, all right, St. Joe's, both Chris and I, very high on the squad. A lot of good talent, a lot of size. Easy matchup, in our opinion, to start. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. My thing is A-10 could potentially start out with 3 wins and then probably all 3 get knocked out in the second round.
But then let us know if we're wrong.
Yeah. Call us out.
Peace.